listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining our reflection here today. Our passage is Revelation 5, 6 through 10. And between the throne and the four living creatures, and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing, as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on earth." Let's start by looking at the symbolism here in this passage. We see 24 elders that represent the priestly orders, mediators between God and man. They can also be seen as exalted angelic beings, and in the previous chapter, they have just thrown down their crowns before the Lord. This shows that man is subject to God. The four creatures are representing the subjection of all of creation to God. Then there is the Lamb. The Lamb is slain, pointing to the Passover Lamb, who is slain and through his blood was saved the people of Israel. The seven horns represent power, complete power with the number seven. Seven eyes represent the all-knowing nature, all-seeing nature of God. What happens here is seen to mimic an enthronement ceremony that would be common in the ancient Middle East. They included four stages: an exaltation, a presentation, an enthronement, and an acclamation. With that being covered, we'd like to focus on the worthiness of God. All this symbolism points us to one reality. Points us to the reality that the worthy one is Jesus. Before this passage, the scroll had been presented and no one was found worthy. No one could open it. And there was great lament. But then the Lamb comes and he is worthy to open up the scroll. No one is worthy to open the scroll except Jesus. The question for us is, do we join all of creation in proclaiming who the worthy one is? Or do we rebel as our forefathers did? If you are like me, there's probably both involved. Let us attune our hearts, align our hearts, speak to our hearts that Jesus is worthy. Brothers and sisters, this is good news. We do not need to be worthy. We are made worthy by the blood of Jesus. We do not need to live up to something, for Jesus has lived up to all we need. Brothers and sisters, this is good news. Father in heaven, thank you for sending your son Jesus. Thank you that he is worthy. Thank you that he is worthy so that we don't need to be. Lord, thank you that through the blood of Jesus, through the power of Jesus, we have new life. Lord God, help us tune our hearts, Lord. Align our hearts. Speak to our hearts that Jesus is worthy. May we live this more and more. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.